Hi everyone, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Hello to our friends listening from Kofi Radio and KT Radio. Coming up this morning, prices of petrol and diesel likely to increase averagely by about 5.7% beginning tomorrow, August 16. Also coming up, 10% withholding tax on winnings of sports betting and lottery expected to start today, but there are calls to exempt small wins below a certain amount to protect the poor. Plus, City expected to post mixed performance this week as a widening inflation differential may pose depreciatory pressures. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Cloud. Thanks for being with us. Also later in the bulletin, Data Protection Commission begins process to prosecute five managers for failing to comply with data privacy law. First, though, prices of petrol and diesel are likely to increase averagely by about 5.7% beginning tomorrow, August 16, for the next 2 months. The price of liquefied petroleum gas is also expected to go up by about 11.9%. According to the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, the expected increase is due to the 11% rise in prices of finished products on the international market and the 6% surge in the price of crude oil. Here's Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amor.
The second pricing window for August commences tomorrow, and indications are that Ghanaians may pay more for petrol, diesel, and LPG. For petrol, you are looking at about 3% depending on the OMC. For diesel, you could be doing about 6-7% increase. Again, for LPG, you're also looking at something in the region of 8-12%. These are numbers we pick up as of today.
And that was Duncan Amwa, Executive Secretary of COPEC. Now, the 10% withholding tax on winnings of sports betting and lottery is expected to start today. Government has explained that the tax is being introduced to improve revenue collection from electronic transactions. Speaking to Joy Business, tax consultant Francis Timoboy said government could have set a threshold to protect small winnings below a certain amount to protect the poor.
The only concern that I have is that the rate appears to be a little high. Remember that if you lose, we don't tax you. If you lose the money, I mean, if you place the bet and you lose, we don't consider it. It's only when you win. So I think that the 2016 approach, where if people could, make gain at above 2,500, that is when we tax them. That was the best approach. So for me, I would have. What we could do is that to take care of the poor, we could have set a threshold, maybe 2,000, 2,500, and say, if you win above that one, then we're not going to tax you. That is the best approach you could have done.
That was tax consultant Francis Timoboy there. Now, the city is expected to post mixed performance this week as widening inflation differential may pose depreciatory pressures. This is expected to increase investments in dollar fixed assets. The local currency remained stable against the US dollar last week with a mid rate of 11 cities 43 pesos at the close of trading last Friday. This kept its year to date loss at about 11% to the American greenback on the retail market. It however lost marginally against the dollar on the interbank market, bringing its year-to-date loss to about 21%. Now, on the currency market this morning, the dollar going for 11 cedis 43 pesos, the pound going for 14 cedis 85 pesos, and the euro trading at 12 cedis 45 pesos. In other news, some five managers and supervisors that were picked up by the Data Protection Commission for breaches will be made to face the law. According to the commission, the matter has been transferred to the Attorney General's office after they were arrested Monday afternoon, and prosecution is expected to begin soon. Here's more.
So far, the enforcement team has picked up managers of Quick Credit Limited, Bemwa Royal Hospital, Mawako Restaurant, and Hisense for questioning and legal action. According to the commission, this is the beginning of many actions expected to be taken against the data collectors failing to comply with the law. Here is the executive director, Patricia Edusei-Poku, addressing the media before embarking on the exercise.
They have had contact with us, and others have been brought on our radar by unsatisfied customers and Ghanaians reporting the them to us. And so we must take that action and get them complying, falling into place.
Head of Regulatory and Compliance, Quentin Akobetu, told Joy Business that Attorney General's Department has been notified and ready to process them for court.
What will happen, the Attorney General's office is aware of this raid and they'll be processed for court. As the law says, it's either they are fined or they are imprisoned.
There was a little hesitation at the Hisense industrial area where the shop supervisor attempted to restrict the media from entry.
That was Ebenezer Sabotage report read to you. Now, the Bank of Ghana has justified recent policy rate hikes, insisting it has helped slow down the rate of inflation. Since July last year, the policy rate has been increased 6 times to the current rate of 30%. Now, some have questioned its impact, especially with a recent marginal spike in inflation to 43.1% in July. Dr. Philip Abredu Otu is Director of Research at the Bank of Ghana.
We are supposed to see a steady decline in inflation as we move along, which is coming anyway, but it's coming slowly. But if you dissect the numbers carefully also, you realize that significant progress has been made towards the fight for inflation. Significant progress in the sense that if you look at the path of non-food from the beginning of the year to June, non-food inflation, where monetary policy impacts the most, has declined by 16%. Nobody is talking about this, but that decline is very significant. What has clouded the story? We've moved non-food inflation from 49.9% to 32, but this is very significant. What is not changing fast enough is what is happening on the food side.
Dr. Philip Abredu Otu, Director of Research at the Bank of Ghana. The Chartered Institute of Taxation, Law and Forensic Accountants Ghana has questioned government's attempt to achieve a single-digit inflation within the next 3 years. It describes the target as difficult and one that needs enough sacrifice on the part of government. According to Executive Director Eric Odosa, a holistic approach to addressing the economic challenges is needed. He spoke to Joy Business.
Now, inflation rate is 42.5%, I read, and the government is trying to bring it to a single digit within the next 3 years. Very difficult because the export rate is low. Two, cost of capital is high. Three, demand fraternity is not what promising. Four, the disposable income for Ghanaians are relatively low. I'm hearing the government is trying to make sure that the aluminium smelting sector is going to pick up. But what mechanism, processes, abilities, policies have you put in place such that they will be able to contain the margin increase such that once the marginal increase comes, we are able to contain the revenue, and that marginal increase will curtail going to source money from outside. Until we do these things, I tell you that it's going to be what? Very difficult.
You are listening to the Joy Business Report. Rice importers will face 40% reduction in imports in the coming days following India's decision to cut export of the grain to other parts of the world. Ghana produces about 1.2 million tons of rice, which translates into 800,000 metric tons of milled rice. It is, however, capable of milling about 30% of what we are able to produce. Now, according to the competitive Africa Rice Platform Ghana, the trend is worrying, hence the need to invest in the local rice business before the situation becomes worse. Yawedu Poku is chairman of the competitive Africa Rice Platform Ghana.
All those who import rice are going to have a 40% reduction in their imports. Ghana is no exception. But the question is that why should we be worried? From Greater Accra region all the way to the northeast and the northwest, anywhere you can grow rice. So it means that we have failed to do the necessary. That is why we should be worried.
But the argument is that, really, do we have the capacity to produce rice to meet the gap that has been created as a result of the ban?
We have the human capacity. We don't have the resource. We have been talking and talking all over. Nobody's ready and willing to listen because we are very much looking at the short-term gains. And nobody seems to care about what will happen within the next year or two. And this is what is making it look this difficult season for us.
Chairman of the Competitive Rice Africa Rice Platform Ghana, Yao Edupoku there. Aviation now. Stakeholders within the aviation space are calling for massive investments within the industry to expand the capacity of the sector. According to